The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Factor.com studio. I found you to tell you the story of your life, which includes yet another great night at the Republican National Virtual Convention. Two for two. They're two for two. Wow, what a night. I'm starting with the part of the convention that came direct from Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joined the convention via video cast. Here is what the Secretary of State had to say, summing up Donald Trump's foreign policy for the past 4 years.
Cut the break. Hi, I'm Mike Pompeo. I'm speaking to you from beautiful Jerusalem, looking out over the old city. I have a big job as Susan's husband and Nick's dad. Susan and Nick are more safe and their freedoms more secure because President Trump has put his America First vision into action. It may not have made him popular in every foreign capital, but it's worked. President Trump understands what my great fellow Kansan President Eisenhower said. For all that we cherish and justly desire for ourselves or for our children, the securing of peace is the first requisite. Indeed, the primary constitutional function of the national government is ensuring that your family and mine are safe and enjoy the freedom to live, to work, to learn, and to worship as they choose. Delivering on this duty to keep us safe and our freedoms intact, this president has led bold initiatives in nearly every corner of the world. In China, he's pulled back the curtain on the predatory aggression of the Chinese Communist Party. The president has held China accountable for covering up the China virus and allowing it to spread death and economic destruction in America and around the world. And he will not rest until justice is done. He has ensured that the Chinese Communist Party spies posing as diplomats in America are jailed or sent back to China. And he has ended the ridiculously unfair trade arrangement with China that punched a hole in our economy. Those jobs are coming back home. In North Korea, the president lowered the temperature and against all odds got the North Korean leadership to the table. No nuclear tests, no long-range missile tests. And Americans held captive in North Korea came home to their families, as did the precious remains of scores of heroes who fought in Korea. Today, because of President Trump, NATO is stronger, Ukraine has defensive weapon systems, and America left a harmful treaty so our nation can now build missiles to deter Russian aggression. And in the Middle East, when Iran threatened, the president approved a strike that killed the Iranian terrorist, Qasem Soleimani. This is the man most responsible for the murder and maiming of hundreds of American soldiers and thousands of Christians across the Middle East. And you'll recall, too, that when the president took office, radical Islamic terrorists had beheaded Americans, and ISIS controlled a territory in the size of Great Britain. Today, because of the president's determination and leadership, the ISIS caliphate is wiped out. It's gone. Its evil leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is dead. And our brave soldiers, they're on their way home. the president exited the U.S. from the disastrous nuclear deal with Iran and squeezed the Ayatollah, Hezbollah, and Hamas. The president, too, moved the U.S. embassy to this very city of God, Jerusalem, the rightful capital of the Jewish homeland. And just 2 weeks ago, the president brokered a historic peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. This is a deal that our grandchildren will read about in their history books. You know, as a soldier, I saw firsthand people desperate to flee to freedom. The way each of us can best ensure our freedoms is by electing leaders who don't just talk, but who deliver. An American hostage, imprisoned in Turkey for 2 years, Pastor Andrew Brunson, said upon his release that he survived his ordeal with these words of Scripture: be faithful, endure, and finish well. If we stay the course, we will. May God richly bless you, and may God bless our great nation, the United States of America.
That was so effective. In 4 minutes, Mike Pompeo laid out the entire 4 years of Donald Trump, and with great effectiveness. Contrast that with my other favorite speaker of the night, a lobsterman from Maine. And this must have made Susan Collins' heart sing and every fisherman on every coast in America feel pride. Here's Jason Joyce, the lobster guy at the RNC last night, cut number 7.
Good evening. My name is Jason Joyce, and I'm an 8th generation lobster fisherman from Swan's Island, Maine. I make my living from lobster fishing, oyster farming, and providing eco-tours in the beautiful waters near Acadia National Park, where I have over 200 years of family history. I have to confess, I didn't support Trump in 2016. Skeptical that he shared my conservative views, I expected him to flip-flop on his campaign promises. But he has followed through on his promises, including last week when he brokered a deal to end European Union tariffs of 8% on Maine live lobsters and up to 20% on Maine lobster products, which is great news for Maine's lobstermen and women. I live on an island with 370 residents, and lobstering is how we provide for our families. Maine's lobstermen are true environmentalists. We practice conservation every day. If we didn't, we'd be putting ourselves out of business. 4 years ago, the Obama-Biden administration used the Antiquities Act to order thousands of square miles of ocean off limits to commercial fishermen. They did it to cater to environmental activists. Although Maine's lobstermen don't fish there, Obama's executive order offended us greatly. It circumvented the Fisheries Council's input. President Trump reversed that decision, reinstating the rules that allow stakeholder input, and he supports a process that seeks and respects fishermen's views. As long as Trump is president, fishing families like mine will have a voice. But if Biden wins, he'll be controlled by the environmental extremists who want to circumvent longstanding rules and impose radical changes that hurt our coastal communities. I strongly support President Trump's reelection. When he sees something isn't right, he's fearless in fixing it. He listens to working people. He nominates judges who respect the Constitution and the right to life. He keeps his word, like eliminating the European tariffs and moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I hope you will join me this time in voting for President Trump. Stand up for your country. Thank you.
Don't you love that? Mike Pompeo speaks from Jerusalem, and a Maine lobsterman talks about Jerusalem. Now, he's from down east. I mean, way up there. Swan's Island is way up there. You know, all the way to Israel. I'll play a lot of this stuff today. Nicholas Sandman was probably the most effective. Melania Trump in the Rose Garden was wonderful. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron was just terrific. It was another home run. And we'll replay it today so that you, if you missed it last night, or you went to bed early because you're up early to go do your work. Well, the emphasis was on working people last night. I mean, people who are up already and on their way to work. And I want to make sure you get to hear that. I also want to make sure, by the way, you look how I'm dressed up. I got to do the Washington Post video cast right after the show today. So Harry's Razor, thank you. Got my Harry's out early. Got the best shave in America going. You can get one, too, if you go to Harry's.com. Use my name, Hugh. Harry's.com. Use my name, Hugh. I want to thank all of you. The coronavirus came up last night during this pandemic. Haiti, Guatemala, Central America, it's so grim. Food for the Poor's executive director, Angel Aloma, is asking each of us to put ourselves in the place of this mother in Haiti who is watching one of her children get thinner every day because
and
of lack
now
of food.
With the coronavirus, she sees that the hope keeps getting smaller and smaller. Imagine if a two-year-old who might have weighed 13 pounds and all of a sudden they go to 12 and they go to 11 and they go to 10 and they go to 9 and they go to 8 and they go to 7. Imagine if that were your child, knowing that because you could not get them food, that your baby is going to die.
You can stop that. This famine is pretty extensive. It is particularly terrible in Colombia because of the Venezuelan refugees who have come there. But wherever they are, Food for the Poor is working. Please call with a donation right now. 855-359-4673. Melania Trump said later on, Americans always step up, and you folks have stepped up greatly. I only have 3 days left to raise from you the support for Angel and the people at Food for the Poor. You can also go to HughHewitt.com, and you'll see an emergency food relief banner load at the very top. Give it a second. Let it get there. $37 feeds a child for 6 months. So if you can give that, that would be terrific. Or if you can give 100 or 200 or 300, whatever you can give. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You've been so generous. Please continue to do so. More from the Republican National Committee when we return to this Wednesday morning edition of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about a dollar a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. I am Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway. You know, drove it like they stole it last night. Nicholas Sandman, he stole back his reputation that had been tarnished by big media, the young Covington Catholic man who was assaulted by all of the elite media after a staged confrontation by a professional protester after being harassed and heckled by crazy people. Nicholas Sandman, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial last night, said this, cut number 12.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Nick Sandman, and I'm the teenager who was defamed by the media after an encounter with a group of protesters on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial last year. Before I begin, I'd like to thank President Trump for the opportunity to share some of my story and why it matters so much to this November's election. In 2019, I attended the March for Life in Washington, D.C., where I demonstrated in defense of the unborn. Later that day, I bought a Make America Great Again hat because our president, Donald Trump, has distinguished himself as one of the most pro-life presidents in the history of our country, and I wanted to express my support for him too. Looking back now, how could I possibly imagine that the simple act of putting on that red hat would unleash hate from the left and make myself the target of network and cable news networks nationwide? Being from Kentucky, the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln, my classmates and I visited the Lincoln Memorial. I found myself face to face with Nathan Phillips and other professional protesters looking to turn me into the latest poster child showing why Trump is bad. While the media portrayed me as an aggressor with a relentless smirk on my face, in reality, the video confirms I was standing with my hands behind my back and an awkward smile on my face that hid two thoughts. One, don't do anything that might further agitate the man banging a drum in my face. And two, I was trying to follow a family friend's advice, never to do anything to embarrass your family, your school, or your community. Before I knew what was happening, it was over. One of Mr. Phillips' fellow agitators yelled out, "We got him. It's all right here on video. And we won, Grandpa." What I thought was a strange encounter quickly developed into a major news story, complete with video footage. My life changed forever in that one moment. The full war machine of the mainstream media revved up into attack mode. They did so without researching the full video of the incident, without ever investigating Mr. Phillips' motives, or without ever asking me for my side of the story. And do you know why? Because the truth was not important. Advancing their anti-Christian, anti-conservative, anti-Donald Trump narrative was all that mattered. And if advancing their narrative ruined the reputation and future of a teenager from Covington, Kentucky, well, so be it. That would teach him not to wear a MAGA hat. I learned what was happening to me had a name. It was called being canceled, as in annulled, as in revoked, as in made void. Canceled is what's happening to people around this country who refuse to be silenced by the far left. Many are being fired, humiliated, or even threatened. And often, the media is a willing participant. But I would not be canceled. I fought back hard to expose the media for what they did to me, and I won a personal victory. While much more must be done, I look forward to the day that the media returns to providing balanced, responsible, and accountable news coverage. I know President Trump hopes for that too. And I know you'll agree with me when we say that no one in this country has been a victim of unfair media coverage more than President Donald Trump. In November, I believe this country must unite around a president who calls the media out and refuses to allow them to create a narrative instead of reporting the facts. I believe we must join a president who will challenge the media to return to objective journalism. And together, I believe we must all embrace our First Amendment rights and not hide in fear of the media or from the tech companies or from the outrage mob either. This is worth fighting for. This is worth voting for. And this is what Donald Trump stands for. Thank you all for listening to me tonight. And one more thing. Let's make America great again.
When Nicholas Sandman put on the Make America Great Again hat, Twitter broke. But it may be a gif that you'll be seeing forever. Stay tuned, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show.
How can you be as nice as me? Enough from the same slice as me. Where do we go from here, my friend? Is this the way our story ends? Hey, man, sing me a song.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Night two of the GOP convention, virtual though it was, included some real punches as well. There were some hardcore politics mixed in. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi gave the most pugilistic speech of the evening, cut number 13.
I'm Pam Bondi. Our party's theme tonight is America, the land of opportunity. And listening to the stories of discoveries and deliverance, you can't help but be proud to call this country home. But for Joe Biden, it's been the land of opportunism, not opportunity. As a career prosecutor and former Attorney General of Florida, I fought corruption, and I know what it looks like, whether it's done by people wearing pinstripe suits or orange jumpsuits. At the Democrats' convention, we were told to look at Joe Biden as the model of integrity. But when you look at his 47-year career in politics, the people who benefited are his family members, not the American people. Let's take a closer look. We all know about Joe's son, Hunter Biden. A corrupt Ukrainian oligarch put Hunter on the board of his gas company, even though he had no experience in Ukraine or in the energy sector. None. Yet he was paid millions to do nothing. He only had one qualification that mattered. He was the son of the man in charge of distributing U.S. aid to Ukraine. And recently reported information revealed that a few months after Hunter Biden joined that corrupt company's board, the Obama-Biden State Department began doing business with him, even when it remained under investigation for corruption. And it gets worse. That very same company was being investigated by a Ukrainian prosecutor. Joe Biden, the Vice President of the United States, threatened to withhold aid to Ukraine unless that same prosecutor was fired. And then he was fired. Hunter only resigned from that board just before his dad announced his campaign for president. Now let's talk about China. Fact, Joe Biden flew to China on Air Force Two with Hunter along for the ride. They said he was just there as a family member, but we know that's untrue. In Beijing, Hunter didn't just go sightseeing. He had meetings with his Chinese bank partners. Hunter even arranged for his dad to meet with one of the partners. 10 days later, those Chinese communist bankers approved millions to go to Hunter's firm. And those bankers work for the Chinese Communist Party, which oppresses their people, cheated American workers for decades, and covered up a deadly virus. To this day, Hunter controls a 10% stake in that firm. And Joe Biden's done more than look the other way on China. He said, "The Chinese aren't our competition. Come on, man, they're not bad folks. Come on, Joe. Talk to the folks in middle America who lost countless jobs to China while your son was getting rich with them." But there's more. Fact. There have been numerous press reports that have shown other close Biden family members benefited from Joe's 47-year political career. Joe Biden was point person on Iraq. The president of a construction firm met with Biden's team in the White House, and then who did they hire to build thousands of houses in Iraq? Joe Biden's close family member, who, you guessed it, had no experience in the industry and no experience in Iraq. A company official bragged that it helps to have a family member, the vice president, as partner. The family member put it more bluntly by saying, "There's a line of 747s filled with cash ready to invest." Now let's follow the money down south. Again, as reported in the press, yet another close family member of Joe's set his sights on Costa Rica and Jamaica, where millions of dollars flowed from the Obama-Biden administration in taxpayer-backed loans to projects linked to, yes, that same family member. These aren't isolated incidents. It is a deliberate pattern of conduct. And that's just what he did as vice president. Imagine what he'd do as president. How many American families would be allowed to get away with this? Why should there be one standard for the elite political class and another set of rules for the rest of us? When millions of Americans voted for Donald Trump, they knew he'd be different, and he is. He's a tough, no-nonsense outsider who can't be bought or intimidated. He won't even take a paycheck from the American people. He donates his paycheck to charities across this country. Democrats have been lecturing America about integrity for 4 years, while their nominee has been writing the textbook on abuse of power for 40 years. If they want to make this election a choice between who's saving America and who's swindling America, bring it on. Joe says he'll build back better. Yeah, build the Bidens back better. Our president is in this to build a safer, better, and stronger America. And he will finish what he started to keep this a real land of opportunity for everyone. If you want to check your voting status, secure your ballot, or register to vote, text VOTE to 88022. Remember, the best is yet to come.
She was terrific in terms of throwing hard punches. Larry Kudlow had a time where he spoke about the recovery from the virus so effectively. Larry is a great communicator. Cut number 9.
Hello, folks. You know me from TV and radio. I'm Larry Kudlow. Years ago, I worked for Ronald Reagan. More recently, I helped the team craft Donald Trump's economic plan during the campaign. It was a roaring success. inheriting a stagnant economy on the front end of recession, the program of tax cuts, historic rollback of onerous regulations that crippled small business, unleashing energy to become the world's number one producer, and free, fair, and reciprocal trade deals to bolster manufacturing, agriculture, technology, and other sectors. The economy was rebuilt in 3 years. Unemployment fell to the lowest rate of 3.5%. Blue collars, African Americans, Hispanics, women, all groups benefited enormously. Everyone was better off. A rising tide lifted all boats. Then came a once-in-100-year pandemic. It was awful. Health and economic impacts were tragic. Hardship and heartbreak were everywhere. But presidential leadership came swiftly and effectively with an extraordinary rescue for health and safety to successfully fight the COVID virus. A great bipartisan rescue also saved the economy. Right now, our economic health is coming back. With emergency spending and tax cuts, Americans are going back to work. There's a housing boom, there's an auto boom, a manufacturing boom, a consumer spending boom. Stocks are in record territory. A V-shaped recovery is pointing to better than 20% growth in the second half of this year. Now, looking ahead, more tax cuts and regulatory rollback will be in store. Payroll tax cuts for higher wages, income tax cuts for the middle class, capital gains tax cuts for investment, productivity, and jobs. Much more regulatory relief for small businesses. In economic terms, folks, this is no time for a $4 trillion tax hike. Coming out of the deep pandemic, who in their right mind would pick the pockets of taxpayers and drain money from their wallets and purses? Look, our economic choice is very clear. Do you want economic health, prosperity, opportunity, and optimism? Or do you want to turn back to the dark days of stagnation, recession, and pessimism? I believe there can't be better economic policies than we've had in recent years. So I say, stay with them. Thank you.
And he was, of course, not the only one speaking in such glowing terms. There was a video. You can't see the images, but I want to play it for you about Trump and the American worker. Cut number six.
What I would call your everyday man, the forgotten man or woman, the people that wake up every morning, go to work, do their job, come home to their kids and families, and are faithful and consistent. The people that have built America.
There are people in our country that have been forgotten, that are hard workers. We do not hold signs. We are not on street corners. We are waking up at the crack of dawn, working and earning our living.
But every single day, men and women from across this country are affecting people in positive ways.
Real people that work hard every day, and they just want to earn a good living and enjoy life.
And he really knows them, understands them. It's clear he has been on the job site interacting with people from all backgrounds.
I've never had someone care so much about making sure people have some job security.
The president's job is to protect us, keep us safe, and help make our life better and the opportunity to pursue the American dream. That's what Donald Trump is doing.
As a cattle rancher and a farmer, I do feel that we are not forgotten with this administration. We have hope for preserving our industry.
My hope is that we lift the regulations that have stripped away the working class Americans' ability to do what they innately know how to do best.
I feel like Trump is definitely pushing more for the steel mills, the fishermen, just us making our own products and bringing everything in. He's pushing so hard, and I see it truly coming alive.
I do feel that President Trump has the interests of all those Americans tied together. I really do.
That's a terrific video. It really is. More coming up. Let me remind you with a market check brought to you by Birch Gold. Text my name, Hugh, to 474747. If you haven't already bought gold or invested some of your 401 or IRA in a physical metals, Birch Gold managed safety deposit box, they run the vault. Gold is at 1924 this morning. The Dow dropped 60 yesterday. NASDAQ went up 86 as Amazon once again did one of their $39 up days. It's at 3,346. That's a proxy as well. That's the tech proxy. But it's gold that is your reliable port in every storm. Overseas this morning, we see that we've got a 0.5% rally in Germany, but a little bit down in England. Hard to say which way. It's been a pretty sustained rally. But I'll tell you one thing. Gold is where you want to put money, some money, and use Birch Gold. Text my name, Hugh, to 474747. More from the RNC Night 2 when we return to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. I think the star of the show last night was new Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, an African-American, the first ever to hold that job. Here are his remarks last night, Attorney General Cameron.
Good evening. My name is Daniel Cameron. I'm 34 years old and the first African-American Attorney General in Kentucky history. It is an honor to be with you as a proud Republican and supporter of Donald J. Trump. I was raised in Kentucky, just a few miles from Abraham Lincoln's birthplace. Our first Republican president believed in compassion, self-reliance, freedom, equality, and justice. Sadly, there are some who don't believe in this wisdom or in the better angels of our shared American history as they tear down the statues of people like Ulysses S. Grant, Frederick Douglass, and even Mr. Lincoln himself. Lincoln said, "Any nation that does not honor its heroes will not long endure." And for Republicans, our heroes are those who propelled an imperfect nation ever forward, always striving to make life better for everyone. Even as anarchists mindlessly tear up American cities while attacking police and innocent bystanders, we Republicans do recognize those who work in good faith towards peace, justice, and equality. In fact, it was General Dwight Eisenhower, a future Republican president, who said, "Democracy is a system that recognizes the equality of humans before the law." Whether you are the family of Breonna Taylor or David Dorn, these are the ideals that will heal our nation's wounds. Republicans will never turn a blind eye to unjust acts, but neither will we accept an all-out assault on Western civilization. My values were shaped by my faith and by my parents. I worked at their small coffee shop, meeting people from all walks of life. And I realized something. No matter who we are, everyone needs a cup of coffee. That lesson stuck with me because despite our differences, we all want the same things. For our children to have more opportunities than we did, to feel the dignity of work, and to believe that if you play by the rules, you can make a good life for yourself and your family. So the question is, will we choose the path that gives us the best chance to meet those universal desires? Or will we go back to a time when people were treated like political commodities who can't be trusted to think for themselves? I think often about my ancestors who struggled for freedom. And as I think of those giants and their broad shoulders, I also think about Joe Biden, who says, "If you aren't voting for me, you ain't black," who argued that Republicans would put us back in chains, who says there is no diversity of thought in the black community. Mr. Vice President, look at me. I am black. We are not all the same, sir. I am not in chains. My mind is my own. And you can't tell me how to vote because of the color of my skin. Joe Biden is a backwards thinker in a world that is craving forward-looking leadership. There's no wisdom in his record or plan, just a trail of discredited ideas and offensive statements. Joe Biden would destroy jobs, raise our taxes, and throw away the lives of countless unborn children. And he is captive to the radical left, a movement committed to cancel culture and the destruction of public discourse. They believe your skin color must dictate your politics. And if you fail to conform while exercising your God-given right to speak and think freely, they will cut you down. The politics of identity, cancellation, and mob rule are not acceptable to me. Republicans trust you to think for yourself and to pursue your American dream however you see fit. Mr. Lincoln said the dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we must rise to the occasion. I believe Donald Trump can meet Lincoln's mandate, even as Joe Biden remains trapped by his own failed record and by the radicals who dominate his party. Let's be honest. No one is excited about Joe Biden. And so I ask you to judge the record. On criminal justice reform, Joe Biden couldn't do it, but President Trump did. On the economy, Joe Biden couldn't do it. But President Trump did build an economy that worked for everyone, especially minorities, and he will do it again. And on immigration, Joe Biden promises more to illegal immigrants than he does to you. But President Trump believes his highest duty is to the American worker. The choice is clear. Let me close with something my mom told me. This country's many faces comprise a family, not separate parts to be divided against each other. And like any family, we care for one another. We grieve together. We share our burdens and our struggles, and we celebrate our successes. And though we fuss and fight, we are not enemies. We are Americans, united by a collective faith in our Constitution and laws and the fundamental fairness they represent. We are defenders of life and of individual liberty, and we carry the mantle of Eisenhower and of Reagan to be a force for good in this world, and one that must always be reckoned with. That's my Republican Party, the party of Lincoln, that believes America is an indispensable nation, an evergreen tree standing tall in a turbulent world. And that's why I am voting for Donald Trump for president. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.